Prayer warriors, before we get started today, I wanted to remind you that everything at schoolofthespirit.tv is 70% off for a limited time. Prophetic courses, spiritual warfare courses, seer activation. There's so much there, knowing in the spirit. I mean, these classes, you won't find this kind of teaching anywhere. And then there's your very prophetic Christian living teaching over there also. Don't miss your chance to grab these resources before they go away for good. The clock really is ticking. Once they're gone, they're gone. They're not going to reappear on the new schoolofthespirit.tv, but you will have them forever. Check it out. The clock is ticking. Everything's marked down already. You don't need a coupon code, so get over there right now. Put this on pause. Come back and listen to it later. Get your shopping done and come back. Ariel Henry, Haiti's prime minister, is resigning after weeks of chaos in the Caribbean nation. Gangs have been attacking government facilities, and the nation is on the verge of social anarchy. Could China swoop in at such a time as this? This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's broadcast, we'll look at the crisis in Haiti and a prophetic word God spoke to me a year ago about what the enemy may be planning. Haitian gang leaders have called for Henry to resign and have taken control of Port-au-Prince, the nation's capital. The prime minister has not been able to return to the island nation. Meanwhile, armed gangs are working to take over Haiti's international airport and have engaged in shooting wars with police and soldiers as they attack critical government sites. News outlets report a mass exodus from the country's prisons. That's kind of scary. According to The Independent, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier, a former elite police officer who now runs a gang federation, has claimed responsibility for the surge in attacks. The agenda is to force Henry out, but there's no clear evidence that the situation in Haiti will calm after a transition of power. Haiti is open to all manner of evil in this hour. Could it be possible that China will move in? I prophesied about China and Haiti on October 21st, 2022. Listen in.
The nation of Haiti on tonight. We've seen the death. We've seen the destruction. We've seen the gang violence. We've seen it all repetitively. Over and over and over. Over and over and over. The storms, the floods, the violence, the death, disease, we've seen it now, time and time again. And God, we lift up this nation called Haiti, and we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring peace to the nation. But I know that I know that I know that I know that I know there's so much witchcraft there, so much voodoo, so much darkness, attracting demons, attracting tragedy, attracting the lion that roams about seeking to devour a nation in turmoil. Over and over again, cyclical, repetitive, demonic cycles. Father, show mercy on Haiti. Raise up your intercessors to pray without ceasing for this island nation, the poorest in the Western Hemisphere, by a long shot. Lord, show mercy on Haiti before it falls into the grip of even darker forces in the earth. God, show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Raise up your prophets. Raise up your intercessors. Raise up your watchmen to pray without ceasing. Lord, we enter even now into identificational repentance for the sins of Haiti, ancestral sins. Lord, forgive us. We stand in the gap. Lord, forgive us. We stand in the gap. Lord, forgive us for allowing these things to continue. Forgive us boldly preaching the gospel in the darkness. We know if we preach it right, if we preach it in love, your word doesn't return void. So help us, Lord, to take up the cause of Haiti in prayer, to break through once and for all, to push back the darkness so your word can run swiftly, unhindered, unleashed. I heard the Lord say, Beijing will soon make Haiti an offer it can't refuse. Father, we don't want to see Haiti fall to China. We don't want to see Haiti used as a pawn in international conflicts. We don't want to see this nation that's already suffered so much align itself with evil, align itself with even more darkness. God, we don't want to see that. So, Lord, I'm asking you for mercy. Lord, show us how to pray. Teach us how to stand in the gap rightly. In the name of Jesus, let your light shine in Haiti. We break the powers of darkness. We break the powers of violence. We say gang warfare be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring peace. Bring peace. I know there's believers. There's Christians. You have people in that nation. Just like you told Paul the apostle. When he was in a certain city, he said, don't worry. Lord said, don't worry. I have people in this city. I know you have people in Port-au-Prince. I know that you have people scattered in cities across the nation of Haiti, God. And we stand in unison with them. And we say no to Beijing. No to alliances with China. No to communism in Haiti. No, 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 no. God, give your people there the strength to hold down the fort, but give us the wherewithal to stand with them, to lift up their arms. Help us, Lord, not to forsake those in Haiti who you love. You love everybody. You love the whole world. But there's churches there. There's believers there, God. So for their sake, Lord, I stand like Abraham for the sake of the righteous. Lord, for the sake of the righteous. Lord, for the sake of the righteous, let there be no more destruction. Teach your people there how to do ancestral warfare, how to break those deep, dark curses, how to push back everything that encroaches on that island, the sovereignty that you have over. You own everything. You own everything. You own the cattle on 1,000 hills. The nations are but a drop in the bucket to you. So mercy, we cry out for mercy, and we stand in the way of any alliance with China. We say no, no. Intercessors in Haiti, can you hear me? Intercessors in Haiti, can you hear me? It's time to rise up. It's time to fight. Because if you think if it's bad now, wait till China gets in. Lord, 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 show mercy. Mercy, mercy, God, over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. So we stand as ambassadors of mercy for Haiti in Jesus' name.
It remains to be seen if China will make Haiti an offer she can't refuse in this situation. This prophecy could be for a later time. In any case, we need to pray. So how do we pray for Haiti at this time? Well, pray for God's kingdom to come and for His will to be done. Pray for violence to end and for peace to rule in Haiti. Pray against China or any other nation taking advantage of this opportunity. And pray for a stable government in Haiti, and pray for the preservation of a democratic government. Pray as the Spirit leads you guys. Just pray. Remember, today's broadcast is brought to you by schoolofthespirit.tv. We've got a whole new paradigm, a whole new platform. Everybody who purchases a course on this old platform is going to get a free gift on the new platform. So remember that. There's bonuses galore. Check it out while you can. Once it's gone, it is gone forever. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv, 70% off, price listed as discounted already. No coupon needed. Grab it now while you can. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Until next time, this is Jennifer LeClaire. Keep praying the news.